This is the Well-Centered Woman Podcast, a space created to provide practical wisdom for every faith-based lady influencer, creative, and entrepreneur who desires to better manage her emotions under pressure. In every episode, we discuss what it takes to stay centered and sane while operating in purpose using faith, community, and practical wisdom. Grab your journal, coffee, and tea, and let's start getting our emotions all the way together. I'm your host, Tanika Maria, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello, 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 beautiful people. Hello, hello. Yes, yes, yes. I am Coach Tanika Maria, and it is a pleasure and an honor to be here with you on tonight. I'm looking at here, making sure I got all the platforms on. Instagram is live. We're live on YouTube, live on my Facebook page. So blessings and abundance to you all. I am Tanika Maria, Coach Tanika Maria, and I'm all about helping high-achieving women of faith get real, be healed, and move forward in emotional wholeness, peace, and clarity as we navigate life transitions to up-level, to move forward in our lives without it, with emotional resiliency, emotional capacity, emotional healing, emotional maturity, all of the things. And we are talking about ourselves as queens, and you hear a lot of language when it comes to being a queen. And so I'll give folks a few more moments to come on in the room. It is such a blessing. Just sent out my mass email, go live email to people on my list. And if you haven't done so, definitely encourage you to get on my email list. Hey there, Nikichi Mosley. Blessings to you. Good to see you there on YouTube. Blessings to you. So good to see you here tonight. So we are going, if you have not done so, definitely share this out. It's hard for me to tell here who all is here on which platform. So, but I'm just thankful that you are here. Let me see who is out here on Facebook. Before I get too far into the content, I definitely wanted people to have a moment to just get into the room because I have some things that I want to unpack on tonight. So, soul level questions that every queen must answer. Soul level questions that every queen must answer. And I put this in my caption and I'm going to read it as we just dive into this and, you know, come in, catch the replay because I want to be in and out tonight. Going to finish this up hopefully in about 30 minutes. But listen to this. When we feel unworthy, we place ourselves in a dangerously vulnerable situation, one that causes us to seek from others, hear me well, what we refuse to first give ourselves. How many of us as women have looked to other people and men to do for us emotionally what we will not do for ourselves? What we won't cooperate and work with God, with Holy Spirit, to first cultivate within ourselves. We're looking for everyone else on the outside to do something that we are not doing for ourselves. We take our questions. And what do I mean when I say soul questions? I'm going to unpack the soul questions, the cry of every little girl. And if these questions are not answered as a little girl with your father, and as you grow up into a woman, you'll keep taking these same questions to a man. You're going to take the questions to other people. You're going to take it to social media. You'll try to get the answer to this question, working and serving in ministry, doing extra and doing the most, trying to get soul level questions answered that are only between you and the Lord. These are the questions. We cannot take our soul level questions to another human being. Am I lovable? That's one. These are the questions that are in the heart of a little girl that if they're not resolved, they manifest as grown women. Am I lovable? Let me answer it. Yes, you are. Do you see me? And I don't mean physically. I mean psychological visibility. Do you see me? Every little girl, every woman, We want to be seen for who we really are, right? Our hearts, who we really are, right? That's the second question. The first is, am I lovable? The second question is, do you see me? These are soul questions that we cannot take to nobody but between us and God, me, myself, and I, and the Lord. The next question, am I worthy? Yes, you are. But you can't take that question to a man, and you can't take it to social media, and you can't take it to all these other people that we're looking for approval and validation from. The first question, am I lovable? The second question, do you see me? The third question, am I worthy? The fourth question, do I deserve to be loved? These are soul level questions that we cannot afford to take to a human being. They must only come from the Lord. Am I enough? Am I enough? A soul level question. That's soul level question number five. Those are the top five questions that will drive us to the distraction of dead in relationships. It will cause us to be driven. It will cause us to be striving and struggling to be seen, to be loved, to be validated, to get external props, and to do all the things, right? Based on those five subconscious soul level questions that we can only get answered by our Father, by our God. Am I lovable? Do you see me? Am I worthy? Do I deserve to be loved? And am I enough? Those five questions, if they're left unanswered for too long, if we don't know the answer, we will get into situations, relationships that are diminishing, that are detrimental, and that wound our hearts. And if the relationship between me, myself, and I and the Lord ain't right, then no other relationship will work. We can't take those five questions to a man, and we cannot take them to other people. It's always and forever will be. Those five questions are between you and the Lord. And when you're in the place, when a person has not had those questions really answered and they're not seeking the Lord, it of course naturally results in low self-esteem because we're trying to continually prove. And if I'm a queen, then my self-esteem needs to be high enough to carry the weight of the crown. And I heard this quote and it means so much. And I heard this and I'm going to put it here on the screen. Let me move the other one. When self-worth is high, the need to prove yourself is low. When your self-worth and self-esteem is high, then the need to prove yourself is very low. There's no need to prove yourself. You've already answered your soul level questions between you and God. You don't need to prove anything. So the higher your self-worth, the higher your sense of self, the need to keep proving it is very low. You don't need to prove anything anymore. You don't need to prove anything anymore. And when these questions are not asked, these are being questions. These are questions that address our very being and the core of who we are. These are the main questions that are in the cry of a woman's heart, right? And it comes from her being. It comes from our being as queens, as women of God. And if our being is blocked, then everything that we do flowing from that, be it business, ministry, our homes, families, relationships, will be compromised. It will be not effective at the level that it needs to be. Our power as women, our power as queens come from the being and not the doing. My power is in the being fully who God called me to be and not just in doing stuff and in striving all of the time. And so we have to heal our relationships with ourselves. If I want to be a calm, centered, poised, whole and radiant woman of God. Let me say those words again. How many of us want to be calm and have peace and be centered, right? Be wholehearted. Then I must heal the relationship with myself, between me, myself, and God. And I have to get those soul level questions answered for once and for all and know the truth. They have to be answered by your Father, by Abba, and we have to know the truth about those questions. Yes, I am lovable. Yes, God sees me. I am seen. I am known by the Father. He sees me. He loves me. Yes, I'm worthy. Yes, I'm accepted in the beloved. Yes, I'm rooted, grounded, fixed, and founded in the love of God. Come on. Yes, I am enough. Yes, I am worthy. I am enough. I am enough, and I am worthy. And see, there's two lies. So we got to know the truth, the answers to those questions, because it has to offset the two biggest lies. There are two big old giant lies that every woman has to deal with. Every woman has to deal with these two lies that come against her soul. The lie of I'm not enough and the lie of I'm too much. Either I'm not enough or I am too much. And if I feel like I'm deeply believing in my heart that I'm not enough, then I'm going to always try to overcompensate. I will overcommit. I will overdo. I will overfunction. I will overgive. We just do the overs. We're just the most, right? Anytime you don't think you're enough, you're going to always do too much. I'm going to always overcompensate. I'm going to always overcommit. I'm going to always overgive. I'm going to always overfunction. I'm going to always be doing extra. Why? Because I'm proving that I'm enough. I need that attagirl. I need that validation. I need that noticement, even though I know noticement is not really a word. That's a word that I have. I need to be noticed because I need that. And so I'm going to overfunction and overcommit and overdo and overgive and overextend myself because deep in my heart of hearts, I haven't had my soul questions answered. And I don't believe I'm enough. So I'm going to overdo to prove that I'm enough. That's soul lie number one. I'm not enough. The soul lie number two is I'm too much. It's one extreme or the other. One extreme or the other. Hey, Rhonda. Hey there. One extreme or the other. Either I'm not enough or I'm too much. And if I'm too much, guess what I'm going to do? Instead of being over, I'm going to shrink back. I'm going to hide. I'm too much. I'm too this. I'm too that. I'm too fat. I'm too whatever. I'm too skinny. I'm too loud. I'm too boisterous. I'm too opinionated. I got bad credit. I'm too fat. Whatever. I'm too much. And so if I'm too much, I'm going to lose. If I think and if I believe the lie that I'm too much, then I'm going to lose my authentic voice. I'm not going to show up fully because I'm going to shrink back. I'm going to hide, right? I'm going to shrink back. I'm going to enable. I will overgive from a place of resentment and I'll give too much too soon. And it's sort of a shrinking, hiding because I don't, you know, I think I'm too much. So I'm going to kind of shrink back. So it's one extreme or the other. One is approving when I think I'm not enough. I'm going to always be proving and overfunctioning. And when I think I'm too much, I'm going to be shrinking back and hiding. Either way, that's two sides of the same lie. It's two sides of the unworthy lie. Because if I think I'm not enough, I don't think I'm worthy, right? And so we have to confront those lies with the truth of what the Lord says about us, right? We have to take those soul level questions. Am I lovable? Do you see me? Am I worthy? Do I deserve to be loved? Am I enough? It's about the psychological visibility, knowing that I am cherished and that I am worthy of high regard. I'm worthy of affection. I'm worthy to be adored and admired and respected and loved because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And if I don't know these things when I'm a little girl, then I'm going to trot around to every man and other people too to get those questions answered. And until I get those questions answered, I'm going to believe either I'm not enough or too much, depending on how I was raised, depending on the circumstances of my life and the traumas that I have endured. I love this scripture. And here's the foundation of what I'm saying. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart. This is Mark 12, 30 through 31. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. And the thing about it is, if I don't know myself and love myself, then I'm going to keep attracting like a hodgepodge of circumstances, people and situations in my life that don't align with me. They don't align with my purpose, won't align with what God has called me to do, won't be in alignment with my true gifts and what God has placed me on the earth to do. Because I don't know who I am, I'm just going to have a whole bunch of like just little hodgepodge, hit and miss things in my life. If I don't know my destiny and purpose, I'll chase after things. I'll be chasing, forever chasing. And we don't have time for that, right? So it's not only about as a queen, we talked about the soul level questions that we need answered, but now we got to, and that's between you and the Lord, but then now we got to really know ourselves within ourselves, right? And so it's about our identity at our core. Who am I at my core? Like, who are you? Really, like, who are you? What do you need? How do you feel today? What brings you joy? What makes your soul happy? What does it look like for a man to truly honor and embrace you? How committed are you to you? How loyal are you to yourself? How often do we keep our promises to ourselves? Do I stand up for myself? Like, have we ever really sat to think about these questions? But yet, we want a man to know all the answers, right? Like, I want that man to keep his promise to me. I want that man to commit to me. I want a man to know what makes me happy. I want a man to know what brings me joy. I want a man to honor, embrace, and respect me. I want him to be committed, and I want him to be loyal and to know what I need. I want my good morning text. I want all the things. But you won't be loyal to yourself. We're not committed to ourselves. Sometimes we don't even know what brings us joy. We don't even know what's up with ourselves. Why? Because we keep running from ourselves. We're riding over the top of pain. We're checking out on autopilot, and we're scared to be by ourselves long enough to even know the answers to these questions. But we're looking for a man to know and do stuff that we won't do. Tight but right. Tight but right. We want a man to cherish us, to listen to us, to know what's going on in our hearts, to understand us, to be there and to be fully present. But we are not fully present for ourselves. Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my. When we give ourselves, when we're, like, let me get, say this first. When a woman is really needy, let me just put this out here. When a woman is really needy for a man's love and attention, it's a clear sign that she's neglected herself. If you're very thirsty and very needy for the attention and validation of men, it's a very clear indicator that you're neglecting the soul questions, getting those answered, and really knowing who you are for who you are and loving yourself at that level, right? So when we give ourselves that attention, excuse me, when we spend time with the Lord, when we get our soul questions answered between Him, me, myself, and I, right? When I know who I am, how am I doing? How am I feeling? What brings me joy? What makes my soul happy? What does it look like? My purpose? Who am I in God? How does my Father love me? How does He see me? Am I committed to myself? Am I loyal to myself? Then I'm in a position to have a healthy and wholehearted relationship. Listen at this. And I love this quote. This quote here that's on the screen. When the crowd and the noise is gone, when you cut the TV off, when you stop scrolling social media, when you get off Facebook and YouTube, and there's no food and there's no man and there's no children and there's no job and it's just you by yourself with you, no distractions, are you uncomfortable and do you feel anxious? When you're completely by yourself, how do you feel? And you're not distracted with your phone or your laptop or Netflix and TV and Roku and all of those things and podcasts and just anything when it's just you and God and that's it.com. Are you uncomfortable or are you anxious? The worst form of loneliness is to not be comfortable in your own presence. That's a quote from Mark Twain. The worst form of loneliness is to not be comfortable in your own presence. And if you can't be comfortable in your own presence, then why would you want, like, why are we seeking all of this other stuff? Why are we chasing platforms and relationships and connections and all of these things? And we don't even know how to sit by ourselves. Until we're at the place where you can be comfortable in your own presence, you're probably not really ready for a relationship. And that's just the way it is, right? We have to be comfortable. We have to be comfortable within ourselves at a deep level and get those soul questions answered to learn how to cherish ourselves, listen to our bodies, listen to what's going on the inside, knowing the answers to our own questions. Before I can really walk around and say, I'm a queen, I need to know who I am. And to really receive the love of God for yourself on a deeper level, you got to go to him in prayer and ask him, Heavenly Father, help me to receive your love in a deeper, more personal way, in an intimate and tangible way. And see, this is very, very critical. Very critical if you've been betrayed, emotionally damaged, or abandoned or rejected by another human. You have to learn how to receive the love of God for yourself in a tangible, personal, and practical way. Because the reality is we can't give to anybody else what we have not fully appropriated and received ourselves. How am I going to give something that I don't even know? Love is not a feeling. Love is action. Love is sacrifice. Love is a deep affection that's not based on just the whims of emotion, right? Love is spiritual. It's not ooey-gooey feelings. It's not tingly feelings. It's not warm and fuzzy feelings. That's feelings. But how can you give somebody something that you have not fully received for yourself? We have to receive, acknowledge, and become increasingly aware of God's love for you personally. And that requires faith, prayer, and asking him to show you. And I'm going to close out with this because, again, I didn't want to be out here long. I want to be consistent to show up every Thursday evening at 9 o'clock. But I want my queens that are going to catch this on the replay or any of you that may be here live to really go before the Lord and ask yourself these soul level questions. Take it to the Lord. Am I living that not enough? Do I believe I'm not enough? Do I believe I'm too much? Am I still seeking questions from men and from other people when I only need to be seeking the answer for from God? Ephesians 3:17-18, that has become one of my foundational scriptures. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to grasp with all the saints the experience of his love, what is the breadth and length and height and depth of it. We can't give what we ain't got. And the extent to that I can receive the love of God first, that'll be how I get my soul questions answered. Am I lovable? Do you see me? Am I worthy? Am I enough? That'll all get answered when you receive the love of God. That will all get answered when you receive the love of God. And before I close out, and I'm going to challenge you just to ask the Lord to show you every day in every way, the little ways and the big ways, of course, that he loves you, that he sees you, that you're worthy, that you're enough, that yes, you deserve to be loved. Yes, you deserve to be cherished. Yes, you're worthy of honor and esteem. And I'm not talking about this big-headed, selfish, high-minded, narcissistic mess. That's not what I'm talking about. You have to have enough basic confidence and esteem to just show up and be yourself. That requires a level. God did not want you to be some measly, low-life worm in that false humility, like beating yourself up. That's not healthy, right? And neither is it healthy to be narcissistic and crazy like that. But what we're talking about is that basic confidence of knowing that you are loved, that you are worthy to be here, and to take any questions that you have about your worth, your valid, that you're enough, and all of that, take it to the Lord and do not take it to another human being. And for those of you who want to go deeper into these things, I'm going to be a facilitator. I'm so excited. This is going to be such a powerful event, a wonderful change conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, May 3rd through 4th. That's a Friday and a Saturday night at the Sheraton Imperial in downtown Raleigh. We are going to have a time. It's going to be a time of healing exercises, prophetic activation, worship, prayer, getting together with like-minded leaders, people from all over, where we are just going to dive in and we're going to increase our self-awareness. We're going to unpack some layers. We're going to have an interactive healing experience called A Wonderful Change, where we will no longer be stuck in the cycles and patterns, where this will be a catalyst to break free from cycles, from patterns, so that you will have a true change in your thinking, feeling, and being nature, where I can change, where I can shed those lies of not enough and too much, where I can finally come home to myself, home to God, and really heal and start the process of your healing journey. So I encourage you to sign up. The link is here on the banner and also have it in the caption here. Bit.ly, A Wonderful Change. Definitely sign up. Sign up to be there. And I would love to see you in the building. And also, for those of you who would like to just stay in touch with me, stay tuned and connected, definitely sign up for my weekly Monday email that I send out every week. And I would love to have you on my list so that we can stay in touch, so that you can stay connected for all things that are going on. You'll be the first to be in the know. But most importantly, I definitely want you to come to Raleigh, North Carolina, and join me at the Wonderful Change Conference. It is going, whether it's an experience, not necessarily a conference, right? It is an experience. We will have lunch and dinner as well. So definitely encourage you to sign up. My name is Tanika Breeden, Tanika Maria. Definitely also, if you have not done so, share this, comment, let me know what you're thinking. And I hope and pray that something was said on tonight that blessed you, that caused you to think, and let me know that you're here. Comment, share, invite, like, heart it, and know that God loves you. He sees you. You are loved, and be abundantly blessed. I'll be back out here next week. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Well-Centered Woman podcast. If you've enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe and spread the word. Don't forget, you can gain access to more resources in your journey to emotional mastery by going to the episode website and checking out the show notes. Until next time, this is Tanika Maria, right here in the journey with you, keeping those emotions all the way together.